leveling the playing field took a lot of work. It was a lot of work by within our plan, obviously, for the state to sit down with us and go through this. It was a lot of work for us to put that together. But ultimately, here's how we have done this, very similar to the proposal that the counties had. The state brought in part of their plan, and ultimately we made this very strong and I think more efficient by the infusion of some funds here. We have agreed that the state would pick up debt service for those facilities that are presently incurring debt service. We would infuse into the system debt service money. We would also infuse back into the system funds for the community corrections subsidy money. We have also agreed that any increase over the present property tax assessment for the jails would be borne by the state. Now, having said that, I do need to go back to the board responsibility. One of the things that we recognize is that this board will be reviewing budgets. Now, this is one of those finite details we've still got to work out, but ultimately, the board will make decisions on what an acceptable growth rate is for the county systems. If the growth rate is within an acceptable margin, then that everything moves along fine. If it is beyond that acceptable margin, then the board will review any reasons for that growth and why it is what it is, therefore making a decision if that's appropriate, if that's an appropriate overture where the state will be being asked to pick that up. By leveling the playing field and coming up with a balance within the county system, the counties are able to enjoy, and I won't get into the fiscal part of this. This is something you'll see in the workshop so that you'll understand how it's been accomplished. But the bottom line is we level that playing field within the system, so what we're not doing is creating a system of haves and have-nots. Or one case where a county's paying more for another county for boarding. We've leveled that field so that we work as a system. In doing that, and because of the infusion of state money, we've brought the state into that system as well. And the state will be utilizing beds within the county. We've gotten past this at no cost or this free statement because it just plain doesn't exist anymore. This is a combined system where there is an infusion of state money. There's collaboration between the two on savings, managing bed space, keeping costs down, and hence the state comes in and utilizes this system with no additional cost, I think is the appropriate terms. The Department of Corrections will manage day-to-day bed space movement, where inmates are going, the flow of inmates throughout the system. That certainly, all of that is, if we run into conflicts, there is another group, what we've called a working group, which we feel is very important. This working group will be composed of county and state officials that will be meeting on a very regular basis, at least weekly. This is very important to the governor, as I understand, because he feels it's important that these routine day-to-day operations, any little issues that may come up, that this working group would be imperative to keep the system moving efficiently. This working group would come back to the Board of Corrections on a frequent reporting basis as well. Again, that was very important to keep things moving efficiently, effectively. Marty, you want to add in on that?
No, doing fine.
Okay. Thanks, buddy. Let's try one more. Commissioner Jabbar, are we...
Well, I think that working group is very important because it will deal with the day-to-day problems that arise. They won't let these problems fester. They won't let these problems rise to the level where they're going to build up and cause a backlog in the system. And it'll be important to keep that, you know, that this group will have, you know, access to the governor's office to keep him informed, to keep the governor informed of the status. The group hopefully will have access to his this committee to keep them informed of what's going on, but more importantly, they'll deal with the day-to-day problems as they develop until the system gets up and running smoothly. And, you know, the state obviously will be involved with the key players in the county to address the issues on almost a daily basis and to make sure that we can do this efficiently, effectively, and to save money